I'm Anna Basu. I'm a child neurologist at Newcastle and I'm part of the EI Smart team aiming to improve early intervention programmes for infants at high risk of atypical neurodevelopmental outcomes. This podcast supplements our paper in the December 2019 edition of Developmental Medicine and Child Neurology. We're going to start by hearing the views of some parents, which very much drive this kind of approach.
So Jane, it's nice to talk to you and to know that we have something in common with the experiences we've had with early intervention for our babies. How was the time in the NICU for you?
Hi Sibylla, it's lovely to chat with you today and thank you very much for asking. Our story is that we found ourselves in the neonatal intensive care unit when our daughter was born at 26 weeks. And I have to say, I really didn't know how to be a mum to a 26-week-old critically ill baby, and that was something that for me wasn't intuitive. But what I would say is that I felt like I had the capacity to learn, and where the health professionals in the NICU took the time to teach me, I felt like I became a core part of her healthcare team.
For us, once we've left the hospital after over a year in NICU, we found that healthcare generalists that are working in the community were probably not as experienced as we were in the end in supporting our child, to the extent that they were not able always to spot early signs of needs of intervention. Also, what we found is that almost for every part of the body, we had a different piece of advice from a different specialist, and nobody really saw the whole picture, and we had to play that role. And we resorted to looking at the internet and finding out information ourselves. There wasn't really a comprehensive piece of material that we could go to.
Through discussion and review of the literature, we identified some key attributes of early intervention programmes. We looked into each of these in more detail, trying to get an overview of what is known about what works. This is an important starting point for thinking about how intervention programmes can best be delivered in practice and what is needed to make this happen.
Listening to what parents were telling us about their experiences of early intervention, it was clear we needed to improve by having a different way of working. I saw EI Smart as an opportunity to bring together in a positive way occupational therapists, physiotherapists, speech and language therapists, doctors, and other healthcare professions with parents in one structured approach. We need to ensure that what we contribute is really effective for infants and families.
Development and sensation are intrinsically intertwined. Sensory experiences build our brains. Supporting parents and carers to provide optimal sensory environments and experiences is a critical ingredient in early intervention.
Infants begin life with inherent motor activity that is highly complex and variable. Its execution forms the basis of active motor learning through trial and error. Different experiences and opportunities shape motor development, with the selection of the most efficient and effective motor strategies and a reduction in the least effective ones. Sensory motor and cognitive development are all interrelated. However, early emerging motor skills provide cascading effects across all areas of development. When motor development is non-optimal, there is early evidence for functional change with both cognitive and motor benefits by modification of the infant's immediate environment to promote active engagement, self-initiated exploration, and postural control in a wide variety of developmentally appropriate situations. EI Smart provides a framework for the multidisciplinary team that places the family at the centre to ensure the successful integration of infant movement, play, learning, and engagement.
The development of self-regulation and attention are important building blocks for infants as they form the scaffold for their cognitive, linguistic, emotional, and social development. These skills are learned in the context of sensitive and contingent parent-infant relationships. Therefore, nurturing these early relationships forms an important element of any early intervention program.
The experiences of birth trauma, assessment, and diagnosis have a profound emotional impact on parents. So it's essential to support access to psychological therapies at the right time and to be psychologically informed in communication and planning with parents.
Bringing all of these components together skillfully without overwhelming the infant and family is a real challenge. We propose the EI Smart approach as a clinical reasoning framework to encourage best practice. Evaluation of this type of program is not going to be easy, but we have started by actively exploring the parents' views of their involvement in early intervention.
From the beginning, I feel like it would have been really helpful to have a way to think about my child in this environment, like the EI Smart framework. I feel like such a framework would have helped to empower me and orient me and helped me to become a core part of her care team, both in the NICU and beyond.